ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इफ यू आर रेगुलर इन मेडिटेशन एवरीथिंग विल स्टार्ट चेंजिंग। दिस इज अ क्वेश्चन पुट बाय मैनी सीकर्स दैट व्हेन दे मेडिटेट इनर कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स एंड थॉट्स आर फेल्ट बाय देम मोर देन इन द ऑर्डिनरी लाइफ when they are not meditating. They say, when we are not meditating, we don't find any problem in us. Everything seems to be fine. As soon as we sit for meditation, all the rubbish of the world starts happening in the mind. So many conflicting thoughts, ideas, emotions, memories. So meditation is doing good or bad? They say the meditation is a wrong, bad thing. It creates problems. This is wrong understanding. All that rubbish is already there in the mind. It is going on. You become aware at the time of meditation. The truth is this. When you meditate, your attention is focused towards yourself. Instead of it's being focused to something else. Meditation means you are now starting looking at what you are from inside. Meditation means you want to be what you really are. And then, when your attention is focused to your own self, you find in your own mind so many currents of thoughts, contradictory thoughts, memories, irrelevant things, most useless and irrelevant, no relation. Sometimes a thought coming of this type, another time of that type, no relevance. What is this all happening? You are now facing the real state of your inner self, the mind. And now you have to become a detached observer. Because you say that I have unpleasant thoughts. That means you are separate from thoughts. You say they are my thoughts. You are different, thoughts are different. If you remain detached observer, step by step, gradually, these thoughts will calm down. How long would it take? No specific time. It varies from individual to individual. It may happen in few weeks, it may happen in few months, it may take 20 years, it may take two lives. Two life, my life will be useless. No. Whatever progress you make on this path becomes permanent. But you have to do it in some life. Whenever permanent peace you want in any life, you have to follow this path. There is no other way. Therefore, it's best you have already come, started. Why to postpone it? It has got to be done. You have to rise above these things. So, that's the point. Nothing to be afraid of it. Remain indifferent to them. If you associate yourself with the thoughts or emotions, you become one with them, they do not go away. If you observe them with detachment, indifference rather, slowly they start getting diluted. They become weak. Slowly and slowly. You don't pay attention to them. They come, all right, they go, all right. There is a child in your house making noise. If you ask the child to remain silent, more noise he will make. We all have the experience. You say, you be silent. You will say, oh, he, nothing. What will he do? He will cry. And a child is a child. If you ignore, if you don't say anything, after a few minutes, he calms down. Like that. The thoughts also. When we try to suppress them, or we try to struggle with them, we give them energy. To be indifferent is the method. And then, for some other people, there is another method. If some have some inner relation with the divine or with some guru, higher thing, which create better emotions, that's also a method, technique. There are other techniques also, many techniques are there, but this is the observation indifferently. That happens. They are not your existence. Either they are memories from the past, that means those things don't exist now. Or they are desires for the future. That means those desires also are not, or rather those facts which you want through desires, those events, they don't exist now. In either case, you are not in the present. So, let them be. Whatever arises from inside during the time of meditation, the purpose is that wants to go away. That is to be understood. It is a process of purification inside. So this will go on, nothing to worry about it, like that. There are many people who apply different techniques for this very objective. In Vipassana meditation, what else you do? You become aware of the sensations in the body, then of the mind also. Those who have done the Vipassana many times, there are people here. I recommend to different people different things. I send them. So those who have done Vipassana, the same thing. Here is another system, Preksha Dhyan, among the Jains, the same thing. There also. These days, throughout the world, there is a great movement going on, Art of Living. Sri Ravi Shankar's Art of Living. They have also mixed certain things. The Pranayam, Soham technique, so that purification of the subtle body, the mind, happens. All are good, whatever suits somebody. Some people ask me, why don't you start some technique? I have no time for that. How can I do all this? Even this much is not easily possible. Number one. Number two, what I am doing, it includes all the techniques. I therefore give freedom. You do any technique. So, that stage can be achieved through many techniques, whatever suits somebody. But all techniques are not equally suitable to everybody. That's very important. In fact, that is one of the most important things. As many times I give the example, in the shop of a chemist, the druggist, so every medicine is all right. There are so many medicines there in the shop of the druggist or the chemist. But the real thing is, which medicine is suitable to you? That's the most important thing. You need a medicine for cold and you start taking the medicine for stomach. Then what will be the condition? And which is the medicine suitable for you? Only doctor will tell you. Something like that. Therefore, the necessity of a guide. If you ask me a question, what is the last thing? It is love. Love for everybody. Pure love. Ready to do anything, anywhere, out of love.